Just one halakha. There is a beracha that is discussed in the Gemara Berachot that is if a person had a miracle take place to him and he revisits that place that the miracle occurred, so he has to make a beracha with the name of God. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asah Li Nes B'Makom Hazeh, that bless God that you made a miracle for me in this place. The question is, what is a miracle? So the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Ekev writes that it has to be something that is against the nature. It means something that is miraculous, something that the results should not have happened. He gives an example. Kegon shenafal alav kotel o tekra o even gedola v'chayose bazeh. Barmanan, a wall fell on a person, or a big rock, Barmanan, fell on a person, where logically speaking he should not have survived. Shebederech ha-teba ra'u shiyamut v'nitzol hareze mevarech. Now, how often would you have to make the beracha? So he says every 30 days, if you didn't see the place. Which means if you go every day to that place, you don't have to make the beracha. But if, let's say, you visited it and you didn't see it within the month, so then you would go back to that spot. But not only does the person himself have to make the beracha in that spot, but the halakha says also his descendants. Because the descendants are also grateful to the miracle as well. So he writes over here, V'chol yotzei yerecho, let's say his children, would have to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'asah Nes La'avinu B'makom Hazeh. You made a miracle to our father in this place. Now, there are some times where it might seem miraculous to us, but according to the halakha, it's not considered. For example, the Ben Ish Chai has a case. If, let's say, somebody was in a potential theft situation, robbers came on him, and somehow he got away. Or let's say, something fell next to him, and he wasn't there when it fell, meaning he was saved, that it didn't land on him. So even though he was in sakana for his life, if it would have fallen on him, or if the robbers would have actually done something to him, he does not make a beracha, because it seems that's considered something that normally happens. But he has another case where he's not sure of. Let's say somebody got shot by Minnan, and the bullet, instead of hitting a vital organ, hit a non-vital organ. So that could be it's a miracle that the bullet missed him. Or by Minnan, somebody, he says, got stabbed. So there was an internal wound, but the wound was not on a vital organ. There the Ben Ish Chai says, I don't know if that's considered worthy to make a beracha or not, so you should make the beracha without the name of God. Meaning when you see the place, you should say, Baruch She'asah Li Nes B'makom Hazeh. But in something that is truly a miraculous situation, that is against the nature, where the survival was not expected, according to the way the natural world works, then that definitely is considered a miracle, and the recipient of the miracle must thank God every time that goes to that spot with a beracha, so long as the place wasn't visited in 30 days.